Imagínate, oh, you want to come? I have to come. There's a little of them to take it. There's no room for them. You don't know who was there. It's not how we got him or what we got. What happened? And Krishna said, then he brought them. He said, this truck you're talking about. I have tied him here. I have tied him up there on the tree. Yeah, this is Raksas. What's fighting with us? Oh, Krishna said, he's not Raksas. He's Krodha. Himself. You know, you cannot defeat Krodha in this way. Krodha cannot be defeated by Krodha. When one is angry, you cannot show your anger to defeat the other Krodha. You cannot defeat it. You have to take it lightly. You have to stop, keep quiet. Then only you can stop Krodha. If somebody is angry upon you, then don't react. Don't react. Let him do what he wants to do. Let him do. Let him finish. Don't react. Then you can get success. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that somebody is offending other than you. Then you stop. That is foolish. If he's offending you, let him. Don't worry. That is a saying in Bengali or English or I don't know. That's why I know about the post many times. That all the, you know, garbage from the city is, you know, eaten by hogs. So all the impurities in our in us is, you know, it is purified by our criticizers. So let them criticize. Whoever is criticizing you, it is good for you. Because the more you criticize, the more you become pure. So, Krodha. Udar and Upas. Udar means belly and Upas means genitals. These are body demands with the tongue. Actually the three things are coming in one line. Jiva, Vedam, Udar, Upas. The tongue, the belly and genitals, they are coming in one line. So once you control the first thing, then the rest, the two other things are automatically controlled. There is a proper issue. That's why you say Ravita Jal, that is the time card. One should eat only prasha. One should not eat meat or prohibited things. Also, Satogoni, Rajogoni, Tamogoni, Prabhupada is mentioned before. Tamogoni is meat. Tamogoni ahar. Tamogoni food. Then too much spicy food. And, you know, imli. That is khattas. Or these are called Rajogoni food. That's not good. And Krishna consciousness food is prasad. Then what we should do. Since the tongue, belly and genitals are physically situated in a straight line, the urge of the belly and genitals can automatically be controlled if the demand of the tongue are restricted to the eating only Krishna prasad at scheduled time. Not like that anytime, you know, sometimes you see that devotees, they eat prasad. Yes, then sometimes they are going out, somebody offering out some, you will take something? Yeah, sure, you will take. They go to some other, huh? Like that? Yeah, that's there, but I have seen many places, like whatever, some devotees are so nice, that whatever is offered to them, they always accept. They never see whether it is correct or not, it is proper time or not, cooked by proper people or not, pure or not, nothing. They take everything. Whether it is offered or not, then also they don't care. Because they don't understand the seriousness of taking Krishna prasad. For them, they say, oh, everybody can eat food. Then that is the problem. Then you cannot control your genital also, and you cannot control the genital. That will be overeating. So, genital may be used exclusively for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. genitals should be used in a restricted way. Prabhupada says, because today I was watching a bhajan, when there was a press conference. So somebody asked that, Swami, do you consider sex as a bad thing? Prabhupada said, no, sex is not bad, but if unrestricted, illicit sex is bad. Prabhupada said, if you can use sex for Krishna consciousness, then you can have 100 children. That's not a problem. But for personal sense enjoyment, using genitals is considered to be vacho vega, anana, udara upastha vega. That should be controlled. So, this is the first loka. So, who is the genuine Goswami? Who can control this sixth vega? It is for everyone. Within 3 seconds until you already said, when one eats food offered by materialistic man, one's mind becomes contaminated, and when mind is contaminated, then one is unable to taste Krishna properly. But I think it is in this same sloka, Bhalana Khai Bayar, Bhalana Parege, Vairagi Bhai. Page 11. What is that? Read. Bhalana khaibe. Don't eat, you know, like every day there is some fish. Every day. Some devotees have, you know, like, because you can offer anything to Krishna. So they use Krishna. Oh, Krishna wants to eat everything, something. Every day something good we should offer to Krishna. But actually, the main purpose is to fulfill the tongue's desire. Bhalana khaibe. That doesn't mean that, you know, like, we should not offer proper food to Krishna. It should be properly motivated. Like, you know, Sanatana Goswami, he was, you know, like, Krishna says that, I cannot eat this dry, you know, for chapati. You know, it is not, there is no salt even inside. And partially it is burnt also. You know, it's not so good, like, dry chapati without salt. How would I eat? Sanatana Goswami says, well, Vrindavan Sadhan, what he used to do, he was an old man. He got old, so he had only one chapati in a whole day. Half in a lunch and half in a dinner. So, he used to give to Krishna, he used to offer the same chapati. So, evening time it was dry, generally. Madan Mohan, I cannot even eat. No. Then Sadhan said, today you are asking him salt. Tomorrow you will ask some pakoda. Next day you will ask some gulab jamun, some other sweet, and I cannot defer all these things. Whatever I have, better you take this one. Krishna said, okay, you have to accept whatever you will be offering. So, that should be Bhalana Khayate Bhalana Parebe. Vairagi Bhai, what is the sloka? Whose sloka is that? Vairagi Bhai, Riya Chariya, Ramya Katha Nasa Nibbe Na Kahibe Aar. ভালো না খাই দাও আর ভালো না বলে, আমি যদি কিছু বুঝি রান্না কথা না শুনিবে না খাই দাও, ডোন টক না শুন ডোন টক রান্না কথা, ইউ নো হোয়াট হ্যাপেনিং ইন হিজ হাউস হোয়াট হ্যাপেনিং ইন দ্যাট হাউস, দ্যাট ইজ কল গ্রাম্য কথা, দ্যাট ইজ প্রভুপাদ হ্যাজ গিভেন কৃষ্ণ বুক, ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু নো হোয়াট ইজ হ্যাপেনিং ইন হিজ ডিফারেন্ট হাউস দ্যার আর 16,108 হাউসেস. You know, it's better you know what's going on in that house. You know, that you can avoid the Brahma Katha. So, that's true. Satyahara Prayasasya, Vidal Ponya Magraha, Vinatangasya Lauliamcha, Karadir Bhakti Prashati. Mission. So, translation summary can be?
One devotional service is void when he becomes too entangled with following six activities. One, eating more than necessary or collecting more points than required. Two, over-endering for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. Three, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matter. Four, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of scriptures and working independently or empirically. Fifth, associating with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. Sixth, being greedy for mundane achievements.
Quality. Unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. One should avoid them. In the purport, Prabhupada is first taking, covering the three different energies of Krishna. Shakti. There is Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, and Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha means it is on the bank. Tata, Tata means bank. And Tha means situated. Tatastha, situated on the bank. So the tendency can be either this side or that side. It can go here or there. So that is Jiva Shakti. Tatastha means taking center either Antaranga Shakti or Bahiranga Shakti. So that is explained in detail. We don't go for the details, we have just summarized the point. The second point is Mahatma and Brahma. Who is Mahatma and who is Brahma? Main problem of the conditioned soul, what are the main seven miseries are given here? What are the seven miseries? Then also there are the and the problems coming from you know, other living entities, problems coming from natural calamities, and problems coming from body and mind. So these are three more. So this second point, and the third point is that everyone has you know, has to maintain their body. So one requires certain things in this material body. But that doesn't mean that the Atyahar and Prayas. Atyahar means whatever you require to maintain the body, that much only you can. Atyahar has two meanings. Atyahar means Ahar also means to eat. To eat more than required. Atyahar. Like to eat one full meal, then again after 1 hour, what we talking? And then again you have some more. That's Atyahar. Atyahar also means maintaining or, you know, so many things coming in Atyahar. Atyahar means to earn more money than required. Atyahar to have more facilities than required. So everything should be in a proper Atyahar. Also Atyahar should not be is you know, Atyahar will lead you to prayas over and over. Because when you require more than you require, than you need, then you ask, When you demand more than what you need, then you require more endeavor, over endeavor. You have to work hard, hard, you know, so much. But practically, do we require that much? Because in order to artificially increase one's allotted quota, one must work unusually hard, thus absorb one waste, the valuable human form, and go back down the evolutionary scale. Prayas system. Atyahara prayas. Atyahara is unknown to the animal species. Animals, they cannot understand that what is atyahara, but human can understand what is atyahara. You know, over-collect, also proper taking care of collecting this. Overcoming or over-eating causes scarcity in society. Like qualities can also, they are also. Economic development and mundane religion are products of useless intelligence. So, in Atyar, actually, Atyar can contain many things. Prayas also can contain many things. So, sometimes we see the devotees in devotional service, they are engaged, but they have certain ambitions in their life. I want to get this. And they go on doing that. Prayas also. Keep on working on that. So, because our understanding is that you do your best and live rest on Krishna, depend on Krishna's mercy. You just don't get crazy to get one particular thing. You know, like sometimes we have that, you know, manasa vega, attachment towards certain things, and I want to achieve that. That's solution. It will cause harm to your devotional service when you do extra endeavor to get something. You do your best, but just not on the, you know, on the sacrificing Krishna consciousness. Then Prajalpa, I think there are many things, but they are going a little fast. Prajalpa means unnecessary talk. Prajalpa is nothing. Failure to control the urge to speak Prajalpa. Vacha Vegam means becomes Prajalpa. Talking so many mundane nonsense, saying what happened to this, what happened to that, and so many. That is, we cannot control Vacha Vegam. And also, there are many other things which is for reading of each of newspapers, magazines, novels. Solving crossword puzzles, in sometimes they are busy, the devotees are also. They are busy with solving the crossword. Sometimes what are you doing? Just fresh. Half an hour, I want to get fresh. Then comes in Prajalpa. Playing cards, you know, then watching television, debate, useless social political schemes, you know. Getting retired and doing all that, you know, like today also I was there, they were playing, you know, ball, ground ball or some game was there, bowling, ground bowling, they were playing this game, I was watching a bit. These are all Prajalpa. Prajalpa also is the same thing, you know, they are calling our death nearby, so Prajalpa should be avoided. Niyam Agraha means
rule.
Agraha and Agraha, they are two things. Agraha means, Niyam means rule and regulation. Agraha means eagerness to accept, and Agraha means failure to accept. There are two meanings of that. Niyam Agraha, Agraha. The rules and regulations are meant to guide us on the path of Sadhana Bhakti, devotion, service and practice. And Sadhana Bhakti is meant to lead us to Bhava Bhakti and Prem Bhakti. So to blindly follow the rules and regulations without keeping the ultimate goal in the mind is useless. That is called Niyam Agraha. Yes, because the rule is like this, I will follow this rule without any... They don't know what is the goes behind the rule. This is called robotic following. They are following all the rules robotics, but you don't know what is their idea behind it. That is called Niyam Agraha. And Niyam Agraha is to whimsically interpret, to reject the rules and regulation in favor of one's own whimsical interpretation. It's condemned by the person. Niyam Agraha. If you follow the rules which is comfortable to you, and you don't follow those rules, or you make some, you know, adjustment. But this means this, this means this. That is condemned. It's called Niyam Agraha. Then Janasangha. Janasangha means, according to Bhagavad Gita, Sangha Sanjayate Kama. Kama Sodhavita. Sangha is very important. To whom you associate what they desire, they will give that desire to you as a gift. That is always there. But to whom you associate, and the same desire what they are having, so we will also aspire for this. I will also become like this. So, one develops this consciousness according to the association. Therefore, Prabhupada, once somebody came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, how can I become a good devotee, a sincere devotee? Prabhupada said that, how can you become a drunkard? I said, by associating with drunkards. And Prabhupada said, yes, you can become sincere devotee by associating a sincere devotee. So, actually, all the six things, six dosha, chaya guna, chaya dosh, chaya devadami, chaya dosh, this is chaya dosh. So, all these six bad qualities are coming from asatsanga, sanga chaya, otherwise asatsanga, venasanga, associating materialistic people. So that creates all these things. Atyahar. So he is doing atyahar, he has to do that. He is doing extra endeavor, perhaps so you are doing the same. He is also doing prajalpa, then you are, you know, you have to do prajalpa. And he is not following any rules, then you will also do the same. He is greedy, he will also be greedy. So these are, and also sanyaya, sangha, sanyaya become, when you associate with certain things, association does not mean to physically associate with a particular person. To associate means to read about him, to watch him in a movies or TV or any other thing. You know, by all the senses, by ears, by tongue, by eyes, you know, by all these things you can associate people. But when you associate with, when something I say that, but when you associate with actors and actresses by watching their movies and, you know, reading newspaper about them and everything, then what they are doing, you will also learn. Actually, they are very much, you know, make of factors. That's why you will also get contaminated by associating with them. Then you will also commit to the collectivity. So one should be very careful not to associate with non-devotees. The fourth text 4 of Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami will explain what association consists of. Offering gifts, these are the, what, you know, association, offering gifts, accepting gifts. Offering prasad, accepting prasad. Leveling means one's mind in confidence and hearing someone to speak confidently. This satsanga, and that is opposite to that, is asatsanga. Asatsanga tyag, hey, Vaishnava achar. Vaitanya Mahaprabhu says that give up the association of non-devotees, that is the first qualification of Vaishnava etiquette. That is the first principle of Vaishnava etiquette. Give up the non-association of non-devotees. A Vaishnava includes three sanghi. Three sanghi, ek asadhu, abhakta hiyana cha. That is, Mahaprabhu continued with this. Sri Sanghi. One should not associate materialistic. Second, who is Sri Sanghi? Sri Sanghi means who is very much, you know, fond of associating women. So one should try to avoid that also. So if I hear it mentioned even within the marriage. So within the marriage, you one who is very much attached to the wife. He is also Sri Sanghi. Because one who is very much attached to the wife is not advisable. Of course, Prabhupada says that it doesn't mean that one should not have feelings for the wife. Actually, Krishna should be in that center. That is correct. Otherwise, without Krishna, your attachment is also making you feel something. Ek asabhu, at least Maya was this pretender. Save yourself. That if you see once Mayavadi, it is mentioned in scripture, but if you see Mayavadi, you have to dive in, you know, Ganges, which clothes. You know, you cannot wait to even remove your clothes. You have to immediately take bath in Ganges. Udresha's devotees to solve their economic problem. Karmis, Ganis, and Yogis are all Avaishnava. Karmis are Avaishnava, Ganis are Avaishnava. They are all Avaishnava. We should not associate those who criticize us for criticizing non-devotees. They are also supporter of non-devotees. They are supporter of Avaishnava, they are also Vaishnava. When you tell something bad about Avaishnava, like for example, as we are talking that Avaishnava is talking, they should be avoided. And one who oppose you, no, you cannot, then he is also Avaishnava. Our principle is Tandira Charana Sevi Bhakta Paneva. We want to associate life after life only to mood. That should be the real desire. I remember, if you have heard Sri Prabhupada, Hari Harayana. Prabhupada is singing alone without Mridang, without Kartal. There is a Mridang. Prabhupada is singing alone. And Prabhupada is weeping, you know, is crying profusely while singing. This particular line, Tandira Charana Sevi Bhakta Paneva, Janame Janama. This particular line is singing and is crying again. Continue singing, crying. There is an MP3 file if you have it. That's it. Nobody is singing that. So that's why our principle is Bhakta Paneva. That is why Sri Prabhupada has created this one movement. That's why we are here together and sitting, talking about Krishna. That is the purpose of making this one movement. So, this is our point, and the last point is the Lolyam of peace. Lolyam. Lolyam is greed or intense longing arises from Janasanga. Sangha, Sundayata, Kaam. And to get those things the karmis, jnanis or yogis have, we think that we need to engage in karma, jnana or yoga. In this way our devotional service becomes luxury and we become like a prostitute. Janasangam, Lolyam and Atyahar are interrelated to each other. Janasangam, Lolyam and Atyahar. They are interrelated. So, in connection with the Niyam Agraha, you know the example of Govinda who crossed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Niyam Agraha, that should be not Niyam Agraha. As per the rule, one cannot cross over any spiritual thing. Actually, one should not cross over anything. But as especially with the things which are supposed to offer to Krishna, something which are offered to Krishna, something which are supposed to offer to Krishna or something which belongs to Krishna. That thing one cannot cross over. That this is the rule. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living, blocking the road, blocking the gate, blocking the door. So when he was massaging, Govinda was massaging, when he went, he had to go, for bringing prasad for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that time, there was no option. Mahaprabhu was sleeping in, he couldn't even move. So what he did, he took his upavastra and he kept on Mahaprabhu, and then he crossed Mahaprabhu. And he came inside, and then Mahaprabhu was given Mahaprasad and everything. And then later on, when Mahaprabhu said, "Did you take Prasad?" "No, I didn't take Prasad." "Why? Why didn't you take Prasad?" They said, "Oh, how could I go? You were sleeping. Or blocking the door. How could I go? I couldn't cross you. It's not as per the rules. Not recommended." "Oh, you can come inside. You cannot go outside." So Govinda said, "Well, my coming was something different and my going is different. My coming is for your satisfaction. And my going will be for my satisfaction. So I cannot do that. So this is called Niyamagra. Not to stick to the rule. Don't stick to the rule, but to understand the mood behind that. That is the Niyamagra. Then also another wonderful example of Niyamagra is the Prabhupada crosses the ocean to bring Krishna consciousness to the lake, regardless of the Vedic injunction forbidding sadhus to cross the ocean. In scripture, it is mentioned that one sadhu should not cross the ocean. Vedic scripture is saying like this. Prabhupada crossed the ocean. He crossed all the oceans. So that is also Prabhupada Niyamagra, that is clear. According to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Atyahari are also Avaishnava. Because collecting too much also exists in a separate platform. On the separate platform. Like Jnanis want to accumulate speculative knowledge and Yogis want to accumulate mystic power. So that is also, some devotees are having very much, they are very fond of just collecting knowledge. So this, sometimes I see our devotees, they will go to non-Iskcon book also, there also some will try to go to Upanishads and Itihas and Puranas. They just want to read. To get more and more knowledge, they want to listen all lectures. But one must not forget that what is the mood behind it? What is the ultimate goal? Because it can also become Atyahara. It can also become Atyahara. It should not just unnecessarily, uselessly, as we are reading in some other book, that to read the literature more and more for the sake of faith. That I am a big Kathakar, I am a big Vakta. I know everything. There is again obstacle in this capacity. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, by associating with them, we may also come to want bhakti, mukti, and siddhi, and thus we will destroy our sadhana bhakti. So, this is the finishing volume of the Lord. So this goes into this next question. Quotation. Prabhupada says, just like we are spending too much money on all our centers, Krishna is sending us the necessary expenditure. Otherwise, how are we maintained? But we should not be anchoring after collecting more than what is necessary. Sometimes, well, in some of the places I got this, some devotees, some temples, you know, misconception only. They put the money to share market from temple side. So they asked, oh, can we do this? To put the money in share market for to get more money. So rejected, no. This is not the correct way to collect money. Yes, it can be without your heart. Yeah, it comes in that way. If you are investing, that's a different thing. We have heard like this. If you are investment, like you invest in bank, you know, FDs and all, to get the interest. So that's a different. But to play a gamble, you know, everyday game, share, everyday gamble. So, one should avoid that. So sometimes, you know, we can have this mentality that, oh, I should collect money for Krishna and then collect, and then don't spend for Krishna. Keep on collecting. There is again atyaha. Collecting money is not important. Spending money for Krishna is important. Those are important rather, but one is required rather. Krishna's grace, whatever comes, that's alright. Talking unnecessary nonsense, just like people waste their time talking 3 hours about some political situation, you see. They have got good enough time to discuss about the newspaper. But when they invite you to our class, they find no time. Time is very valuable in our country. They say time is money. Either you take money, that is artha, or paramartha. Money is required in the material world. Spiritual world, paramartha is required. Spiritual asset is required. Artha is required here, and paramartha is required there. Somewhere or other, even though we are materialists, do not waste their time. Even materialistic people also, they don't waste their time. Why should we waste our time? Chanakya Pani has been invented for writing Chanakya Pani. What is that? You can use that sloka. Chanakya Pani. Ayushya Kshana Ekopi Nasva Nalakshya Kshana Koti. You cannot get the 1 second, which is fast, you know, back by. So that should be followed, otherwise your growth will be gone. And the second is later to Vijaya Swami. The fact is, I am the only one in India who is criticizing not only impersonalism and demigod worship, but anything that falls short of complete surrender to Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. He said, you must declare it boldly that unless you surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they can never have peace or happiness. My Guru Maharaj never compromised. I never compromised. And similarly, my disciples should never compromise. So I think we should stop here. We are supposed to take third sloka also. Ramya Vata Na Kaibe Jabe Mili Beyane. Don't talk about mundane things, Ramya Vata, when you meet each other. Swapne Na Koro Bhai Sri Sambhashan. Don't try to enjoy a woman in the dream also. Swapne Na Koro Bhai Sri Sambhashan. Yes, Sri Sharia Bhai Asiyachi One. Now you have left your wife at home and you have come to the forest, you are one. Yadi chaye pranaya rakite gaurangirasane, if you want to achieve the love of what is in Mahaprabhu, chota hai dasir katha thake jena mane. Then remember the story of Chota Haridas, how he was rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a small mistake he did. Because you are sannyasi, you should not do that. Bhalana khaibar, bhalana paribe, jidayate Radha Krishna Shrodha Shrodha. Don't try to eat opulent things and don't try to have nice clothing. And you always try to serve Radha Krishna at your heart, in your heart. This is what, you know, I think this book is written by Jagadananda Pandit. Yes, Jagadananda Pandit. In Prema Vivad. This is what Vaishnava Acharya should be. Anyway, we stop here. Here also Ishavasya principle is mentioned by Prabhupada. One should have the Ishavasya mentality. Everything belongs to Krishna. Then you go on become lobby, greedy. Prabhupada also talk about government people. They are collecting tax. They are greedy. They are not using their property. Anyway, stop.